Good morning, everybody. This is your boy S Dot. Thoughts from the car. Happy Friday. This is August 10th, 2018. Yeah, I should use that song for a theme song for now, but no. But they're probably gonna want me to pay some type of royalty shit. Nah, I'm good. But yeah, man. How's everybody doing? Hope everybody's faring out. As you can tell, I mean, you can't see, but in traffic. Once again, heading to work. I had to put this podcast on because I just heard something on High 97. Shout out to the morning, you know, High Ebro in the morning and all that stuff. And then, you know, Laura Styles and Rosenberg. And I was listening to there was a segment called Ride or Die. Oh, wow, this is so funny. I'm like, before I get there, I'm looking in the back, like the car behind me. And his girlfriend's driving. The girl's driving and the guy's like sitting back, rolling a fat blunt. Like, really? It's like, it looked like she's dressed up to go to work and he's just wearing an orange shirt. Yeah. I don't know how that's gonna go. Maybe she's gonna drive to work, let him the car, and he's gonna go lollygag, do whatever stupid shit, because he's probably unemployed. Which brings me to my topic of the day, lazy mofos. So for those that don't know the lingo, it's lazy motherfuckers. So basically, on the segment of Ride or Die, there was this lady. She wanted to call her man to see if he'll ride or die for her. So basically, her situation was that she was on a period and she wanted to call him to see if he would, and she was in the middle of going to a meeting, and she was calling him to see if he would buy some tampons and bring a new pair of jeans from the house, which of course he's home laying back doing shit. So she calls him thinking he would say yes right away. Motherfucker had the nerve to say, why don't you get it yourself? Like, you got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. What a scumbag. Like, I was shocked. And I think this is like the second time I heard this, but this is before I started the podcast. So I figured, being that, you know, have podcasts now, you know, I heard this, I'm like, yeah, I got to put this on the people. But the guy's a jerk. And you know what's crazy? You know, she was still asking him, and he still said no. Like, he said, you know, it's hard for me, times is hard and everything, and then, you know, how are you going to pay, you're going to pay my way there and back. She flipped out on him. I couldn't blame her. So then they buzzed him out, and, you know, Ebro and them was like, look, you're an idiot, basically. And now he changed the tone, like, oh, wait, you know, time is hard, you know, it's, you know, the economy's bad. My ass, economy ain't bad. That's just your excuse for being lazy. And she called him out, and she kicked him out, basically. I hope in the update, you know, he's still not in the house no more. But you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if he's still there, because, you know, shit like that happens in relationships. This is coming from the last episode, you know. And I just don't get why some women tend to keep lazy dudes in their house. Like, I don't know, is it fear of not having somebody else? Like, I don't know. Women, sometimes I don't get you. I guess that's why they said women from Venus and men from Mars, you know, but we try to get each other, but at the same time, we don't get each other, but we have fun trying to figure it all out. But in this case, with women and a dude that doesn't work or doesn't do nothing, that doesn't even have his life together, and we drive a dude around like it's nothing, only because dude look good or dude, you know, he big time on the block or something, and just, you know, that raises your credibility, like your cred, your street cred, whatever it is. But you know, you're the one making the money, you're the one paying the bills, he's the one just sitting on his ass watching Jerry Springer or Maury, and it's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. I don't get it. It's like, you gotta be kidding me. And there's dudes out there that work their ass off. They work their ass off, and you know, women just don't give them the time of day. And it's not bad looking dudes at all. You know, there's guys that wanna give the woman or girl the world, and the woman don't wanna hear it. But let a dude come in looking flashy for one night, and she's like on him like white on rice. Like, yeah, like, and dude don't have a job, or if he does have a job, it's just really a dead, super dead end job. But they would make the only excuses. I don't get it. I don't know. I guess, you know, you women just yuck again. Congratulations, you played yourself. You know, for y'all, that those type of women, and you know what? And then the outcome in the end, the only person you're hurting is yourself. You know, y'all have the power to get your shit together. Then you got the power to kick a dude out and find another dude who's as successful, or you see that he's trying. You know, if you at least see a dude that's trying his best to do so, and he's like heading in the right direction, or he's at least trying to head in the right direction, you know that he's good. He's a good guy. He's a good person. Those are people that you should hold on to, because, you know, the investment is much greater. You want to feel like you're wasting your time or energy, as compared to a low life who doesn't work, you know. And if you're young, at least go to school, something, you know. There's no excuse these days going to college. Remember, you low income, getting for free. So it's like, come on, dude. You got a good woman, don't take advantage. I don't know. It sucks, man. But yeah, story of my life, but it's all good. So I guess that's enough for me about this whole topic, and about, you know, and the thoughts from the car from yours truly, S Dot. So I hope everybody has a great weekend. Hopefully I'll do another podcast next week. Depends on what my thoughts are. And like I said, you need to ask a question, feel free to text me at 646-234-4642. Again, 646-234-4642. If you call me, I'm not going to pick up. I'm not going to recognize your number. That's why I ask you to text. Text, and we be all good, all right? So, for every, you know, to everyone, again, great weekend. Heard the weather's going to suck, but it's all good. I'll be working all weekend, so I couldn't care less. So then, I'll see everybody. Peace.